out of here. Uh-oh. What is... Holy crap. Oh, you didn't. That is really thoughtful of you, man. Thank you so much.
No, no problem, man.
Holy crap. I don't even know what I'm doing with this stuff.
Well, it's it should be enough. So that's like a... Yeah, just kind of like a basic fly tying kit.
Wow.
It should be enough supplies to do like... If you, like... Get you started on like woolly buggers
all
and
right.
Foam spiders and
damn,
maybe a few
awesome.
Other kind of ones like that.
Oh man, that's really thoughtful. Wow, holy crap! All right, I guess I'm in it now.
Mm-hmm.
How do you? So, what's the best thing to like mount?
Oh, mount the vice to
like a board.
Yeah, if you got like a board, or if you got like a like the edge of a table that you don't mind clamping on,
yeah.
You can like maybe kind of. Put like
so this is like spider material.
Yeah, little bits of like little foam spider or
how
hopper.
How do you shape it? I guess I'll have to watch a video about it.
Well, I mean it's like it, so if you tie, basically you just kind of like cut like a little piece off and
yeah.
Then like tie it on top.
It's kind of It's kind of amazing that there's you know there's like downloads.
Yeah, about 30 or so. I mean, like, a lot of them may have been bots. I'm like, it's kind of hard to...
May have been what?
May have been robots. That's entirely likely, honestly. Like, some Russian content farm. They're like, we now own your entire podcast about fishing.
Last Cast Podcast, February 24th? Yeah. February 24th, 2018. Yes, that is correct. February 24th.
All right, and we are going out to Reimer's Ranch, which is a Travis County park, and it is a famous location for hitting up on the white bass run.
That is right.
We are,
you know, start that wasn't that bad and say, you know, if we catch anything, that's fine.
I do have a cooler full of ice
yeah.
So that if you catch something,
yeah.
We can keep it all and then we can just like keep our, you know, like keep like a running freezer total of
nice.
Fillets and then have a big fish fry later. There's kind of been bad weather for fishing the past few weeks.
Yeah.
Set back the run, but the rain would set it up.
Yeah.
So, we know it's... So, yeah, and, like, I've seen red buds bloom, which are another sort of...
Sure.
Stereotypical sign of the white or the white bass. It's like, oh, when the red bud's blooming, then the white bass are running. And, I've seen, like, exactly two
okay.
That were just starting to bloom, like, on third or, yeah, Thursday, I think.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. Our previous trips to Reimer's Ranch have been kind of early in the season, and, like, we kind of had mediocre results previously.
True, yeah.
For pretty much any fishing, not just white bass fishing. So...
I predict we're going to catch at least one white bass.
Okay.
And probably a smattering of other, you know, maybe like a largemouth, a sunfish. I think it'll be okay.
Okay. Yeah, I brought everything with. I've got my go-to white bass lure, just like my bulk bag of Roadrunner jig head hooks. And
same here.
White plastic grubs,
mm-hmm.
And that's like I've got enough to like last me the season.
Yeah, I think I'll be all right.
And I've got that out, and then I've also got like a bunch of my fly gear. Oh, jeez, with the whole the lines was kind of like shifted.
Sure.
But yeah, so I've got like a pretty good selection of stuff. I did some fly tying. I've got these new flies that people recommend for white bass in particular in
really?
This area. They're called Cypert minnows.
Cypert? C-I-P-E-R-T?
C-Y-P-E-R-T.
Okay.
And they were invented by a hill country fly fishing guide named Cypert. I don't know. Let's say it was Rudolph Cypert.
What else is going on? Not too much. Spent yesterday, went to work yesterday. Went to the new H Mart, which is the new Asian Megaplex. And there's actually a snail slime that you can put on your face that apparently is really good.
Do you use a snail as the applicator?
No, actually, but there is a smiling snail on the label, which is pretty exciting. And I just said, really? Yeah. So, yeah. It's like, it doesn't smell, and it's really good for your face. Mm-hmm. Like, all right. Good portion of yesterday listening to some ridiculous modern hip hop. This song by Young Money called Bedrock, which uses a lot of Flintstone puns, which is pretty great. Yeah, the hook goes, my room is the G spot. Call me Mr. Flintstone. I can make your bedrock. And I listened to it about a million times.
You got it memorized.
That's exactly right.
Karaoke.
That's right. Yes, our other friend of a fishing team, Julie, who I could actually see at one point, conditions are right, getting involved in some fishing. I bet she would like it.
She's got the kayak.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, and she's always been talking about having a podcast. It was like
Yakking with Bracken.
Yakking with Bracken. And,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yakking while yakking. I think it was. Yeah.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we should totally have like a crossover and like
I can
help
see
her
that.
Get that going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Unless she already has a podcast and she hasn't told me, that would suck.
Yeah.
That I've been missing episodes of that.
These are the high stakes. That of the podcast world that I'm just beginning to understand.
I think that once we do get into that white bass school, that's where we catch all of the white bass we could ever eat and get a limit.
Yeah.
I think that when that happens,
we can stop fishing.
Yeah. Like, whenever we talk about it, we'll be like, yeah, I mean, we're used to limiting out.
Sure, sure.
Like, that'll be the new standard after that.
Right, right. There'll be a feeling of entitlement going forward. Yeah.
Oh, man.
What's wrong?
Let's see. I think I forgot the net that has the measuring on it. So, we're going to have to... I don't know what we've got for a measurement for, like, to see if we got our limit. Because I know that we're going to be catching a lot of fish, and we're going to need to know how long they are.
It's a guarantee. What is the limit on white bass?
It's like 10 inches.
10 inches?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what we'd use. We'll scour the car when we get there.
Yeah.
I don't want to necessarily stop at Lowe's and get
we don't
tape
have to
measure
do that.
Or
and we can also, like, we could... get a rough estimate with, like, on my multi-tool on my belt.
Yeah.
You know, there's, we could just sort of cut a stick that's about that long.
I mean, that's what I did, like, last year. So I just had, like, some tubing, and I just cut, like, a couple of pieces of tubing to 10 inches and just kind of kept that around. And I think, like, eventually I just, like, measured against, like, a point on my rod where
I knew it was
10 inches.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if it's kind of close, too, we should probably just throw it back anyways.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we'll be catching that many fish.
We're looking in, high double digits.
The truth
is that a car right there? That's
no,
turkey bird.
Actually, those are black vultures.
Black vultures.
Yeah.
All right.
You can that's why they've got, like, the white spot on the tips of their wings.
Oh. Yeah.
And Caracara are a bit smaller than that.
Oh, okay. So, obviously, the sort of hill country beer and winery thing is, like, the I think it's the province of, like, the, you know, sort of well-heeled hill country resident for, like, hey, let's do this on the weekend. This sounds fun. Man, you know, I'm looking down the road, like, 20 years when there's going to be, yeah, I don't know if it'll ever happen, but, I mean, can you imagine, like, going out to somebody's pot farm, you know? And I'm not a pot smoker, but, I mean, is that coming where people go out and, oh, try our Saturday, you know, Saturday 420 blend. It'll, you know, you'll know it's there, but it's not going to debilitate you. And I just don't think, I don't see that happening at any point.
Not in Texas, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I can see it happening in Oregon. I'm sure we are very close to that.
Yeah, that might be true.
But, like, in Colorado, I think, like, last I heard, like, the shtick was you weren't allowed to grow outdoors. So, like, it was all grown indoors under light.
Okay.
And I think the side effect of that is that the warehouses and industrial spaces where they're doing that end up smelling terrible.
Oh, bad.
Like, just terrible. Like, not like you would not want to, like, have, you know, like an afternoon there. You know, like oh, let's hang out at the local pot growing warehouse.
It smells like sweaty ass.
Yeah, I mean, it's like incredible humidity and heat.
God.
Yeah, like the constant roar of fans, I think, is what's going on.
Yeah.
And the weird...
The din of mankind's hubris forcing his will upon nature.
Yeah.
I will grow strong marijuana!
Yeah. Well, you know, it's herbal and natural, whatever.
Cost anything to fish here?
It does.
Alright, how much they want?
It's 10, but I already went to the ATM to get cash. 1 mile ahead. So we have to go for 1 mile at 25 miles per hour. Thanks a lot, Park Road. I was reading up on Reimers, and this was the location of the Alamo movie from 1994.
Oh, okay.
I think it was, or 95. I think it was, but supposedly there was, like, the set for the Alamo was out here, but then it burned down.
Oh. Who's in the...
I think that, or maybe, no, I think, no, I'm sorry, not 1990, like 2010?
Oh.
It was, maybe it was, I think it was the one with, like, Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, okay.
As David Crockett.
It's like a good place to see a roadrunner out here. One of my favorite birds.
Yeah, mine too. Oh, I don't see them nearly enough.
You don't see them enough. I had a really couple of really good roadrunner experiences out in Big Bend.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably one of the quietest places I've been in a really long time.
Even though you're constantly trying to drop anvils on roadrunners?
That's exactly right. Even though you're busily thumbing through the Acme catalog.
Howdy.
Hi there.
You going to do a little fishing?
Yeah, we're going to try to. Yeah.
You may not need that boat.
Might not. Pretty low.
The problem is, everybody's walking about a mile down.
Oh, really? Okay.
The river's only flowing at about 27 cubic feet per second.
Really?
Right,
so upstream from the
right, well, it's far than that right now. The lake's real low. The river's it bumped up to 127 at Johnson City. It's back down to 27 cubic feet per second. And last year the lake level at this time was about 92.
Good Lord.
Right.
So
okay.
We're about 12 feet below normal.
Right.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Okay.
And right now everybody's going all the way down to the North Shore parking lot, which is.
Yeah.
Walk down the North Shore.
Okay.
And then down river about a half mile.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, that's how low. This is the North Shore parking lot. This is the regular ramp.
Is there any way to get a canoe through the, like, down there? Or is it just, like, super?
You're gonna be pulling it a lot.
Super, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Very steep.
Yeah, it's low.
All right, okay.
I mean, the river's not even, in some spots, as wide as your car.
No.
Coming through.
Okay.
And that bumped up a little bit, but But everybody's parking right in here and then walking downriver to the first hole. So, all right. Yeah. Right here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And you can get online.
You have to make a reservation. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys fly fish or?
Yeah, we got flies and we got like a light spinning stuff too.
Yeah, yeah. I do all 4-pound tests, real small, light stuff. I just picked up a fly rod this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, now I've got three of them.
Yeah, that's how it happens.
Yeah, I'm tying all my own stuff.
Yeah, yeah. We haven't caught any white bass on flies yet, but we've been doing like trout and stuff at the Guadalupe.
Yeah, pattern all my stuff kind of after a clouser.
Yeah,
but a little bit different. But yeah. So I've been fishing this river for 45 years.
Oh yeah,
man.
I live down on the river.
Oh, okay.
Down by the bridge.
Okay.
All right.
They're starting to see a few whites in here.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll let you know how we do.
All right, man. Take care.
Thanks a lot.
All right, so maybe not the canoe. I was kind of suspected as much.
Really?
Yeah. But
I thought that we were getting more rain than that.
Well, yeah, me too. But, I mean, it's like with the LCRA, like, water policy, I think that they're more inclined to sell it off, like, once there's a full pool.
Uh-huh.
So I think a full pool isn't going to last long. So that's probably why it's lower.
Who will they sell it off to? Like rice farmers or something?
Yeah, I think that's it. And then there's also the power plants downstream are also a big user. But I don't think we had like any like big rain events since like a while, right?
Yeah. So do you think we should drive down to where that guy was talking about?
Yeah, or we should check it out.
Yeah.
I mean,
but maybe that guy's totally wrong, and it's great down here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though he works and lives here.
Yeah, he's only been fly fishing for a year. Whatever. He's not a pro like us.
That's right. That's right. A big key to being on fishing team and coming back, you know, trip after trip, is destructive and magical thinking.
An inflated sense of our own competency.
That's exactly right.
And how good we look. The fish don't tell us different.
That's right.
It's extremely high tech.
They say that when you see the first bluebonnets, that's when the crappies are spawning.
Is that right?
That's what they say.
I think white bass might be a little more fun. I don't know. They're both pretty fun to catch.
I folded up the map. North Shore? What did I say? North Bank. Yeah, I think that's one more up. Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, one more up. Sorry.
Yeah, so this is like a long way to canoe, basically, if there's no fish there. A little prescribed burn here.
Oh, is that what that was?
Looks like it.
Yeah.
Pick us down.
Go down there and just take a look first?
No, it's a long way.
Oh, is it?
We should take everything.
Oh, okay. No.
Here, these are the cypriot minnows.
Oh, wow.
The orange ones.
Are you going to take your fly rod or no?
No, I'm going to chicken out. Do we have anything that we can use as a measurer?
Oh,
So what have you got?
Let me see.
Let me get water out.
5 inches right there.
Oh, the whole thing's 5 inches?
Yeah, the whole guy. So that's like right there at that. Yeah.
Let me measure it, guys.
There's 10 inches right there. Yeah.
That's about a little bit over.
Yeah, it's all right. So there's.
Yeah. Oh, wait a sec, just a sec. I think with these. Is that five?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, like measure. That. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, we want to make sure for legal purposes.
Sure.
Oh, that's you don't have a good cutoff there.
Well, actually, like above that ring.
Yeah, so this path goes down. Basically, we're on the bluff overlooking the canyon, or like the bluff that's like the top of the canyon, and then which sort of a plateau, and then this path is going to go down this stream cut, little smaller canyon,
mm-hmm.
and before we get down into like the valley, that's the river.
Okay.
And there's going to be a bunch of people. This is not a canoe descent.
No. Good Lord.
How are you doing?
I'm all right.
This is not the greatest thing to do in Crocs.
Yeah.
Smells like deer. Can you smell that? Whew. Oh my gosh. This water is cold. And the bottom is muddy. You guys get any luck? Oh really? Like white bass? Oh my goodness. I think you're right, Jamie. Maybe they are upstream farther. They caught them up there? No. Whoa! Oh my gosh. It hit. See that poof?
Yeah, yeah.
Totally hit. All right. Cool. Let's try that again. Woo! It's a little bit scary there. Okay, give it a little more of a set.
Reel it all the way up.
No, I reeled it all the way up to like the it hit like within like 2 inches.
Yeah. Awesome.
But yeah, I think like I need to let it sink. That was like a little, heart still beating a little bit. First white bass of the season.
Right.
Oh yeah, I'm still going too fast.
We hammered it. This is also a fish of a lot of casts when you come down to it.
Unless you get a bunch.
True.
But
you know, that's
musky.
A portable term, because I've seen that applied to, what's that big nasty northern fish?
The musky.
Yes.
Muskellunge. No. They're the size of a teenager. You have to devote your life just to catch a.
Oh, there we go.
Oh.
All right. Oh, that's a nice one.
All right.
Come on now.
When you catch it, put it in the. Check the mouth. Make sure it's make sure it's not a hybrid. If it's if the patch on the back of the tongue is connected, it's probably okay. Really?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, thanks for telling me that you weren't doing anything special, Jamie. I'm sure it was just because of your charm and your abstract ethical virtues that are just happen to be in excess of mine. A certain sort of shut up, Matthew. I mean, as long as like one end it can't come off and the other from the fish and the other end it can't come off from whatever you tie it to. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I'm sure that I'll be the one who's doing most of that, putting fish on the stringer, so I'll just fix whatever you did.
You'll be doing most of what?
Putting the fish on stringers.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, so don't worry. Don't worry your pretty little head, Jamie. This is the last time you're gonna have to worry about that. That was probably the fish that missed mine and probably just went right after yours. There we go.
There we go, all right.
Yeah, there, Jamie. Yeah, that was like right there. Oh no, it's a bass.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh shit. Okay, he's okay. Okay, got the explicit rating for this cast. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna wait out. Yeah. Oh my gosh! That's not solid.
Super muddy.
Oh yeah, it just went up to my knees in what I thought was 2 inches of water. Not as bad as it was. Yeah, look at that. It's like got mud up to my knee.
Hey, I got one. I don't know yet. I'm biting him. Oh, it's a nice largemouth. Right. Man, I full on wiped out back there. Yeah. I was a little worried about my knee, but I think I'm all right so far. Yeah, I was just off balance, and it was like, I'm pitching over now, and just like backwards, like fell backwards and just like kind of wiped out. But I landed on dirt, which is nice.
There we go. I think so. Hard to tell. I haven't got him in. Kind of looks like another striper. I don't know. Maybe? I'm going to quickly Google striped bass tongue. I'm going to Google tongue. No, actually that might have been white bass. Never mind. No. Oh. Oh yeah, yeah. I caught a few farther up. Oop.
Jig or Roadrunner or?
It's a little crankbait. I caught some of the other ones on Roadrunner.
Okay.
What do you think? This is a white. Do you think this is a white bass or a striper?
Well, I wouldn't be able to tell. I think it's probably a white.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks like they've been chasing. Like, yeah, chasing little minnows and stuff.
Uh-huh.
All right. Do you have any more luck down here?
Nope, no more.
No more?
One yet.
Yeah, there was nothing in there. At least nothing like what I had.
Okay.
Let's go make sure my friend's okay. Hey, Jamie! Jamie! I caught one.
That's good.
How about you?
I caught like three or four.
What?
Yeah. Stick around. They're here, man. I tried to call you.
Are you keeping them?
Yeah. They're right. I would have had four, but one of them got away. There's three on the stringer now.
Huh. What are you catching? How far out are they?
The last ones I've caught have been as far out as I can cast using a little rattle trap.
Okay.
Yeah. What's it like down there?
There's a long slippery bank.
Yeah.
And then there's a creek that comes in.
Yeah.
The creek is it's got a little bit of a current, but not much.
Okay.
And there's a guy down there who's fishing the confluence. Pretty much the best spot.
I just saw one breach where we were.
So it's sinking pretty good?
Yeah.
Bumping the bottom?
Yeah, I'm getting kind of like snagged every so often.
Yeah, I went up into the creek.
What was it like?
It was like muddy and kind of, a little, not necessarily stagnant, but like definitely like muddy and slow, nothing hit.
Did the guy look like he was catching anything?
He got there only slightly before me. All he caught was like a tiny largemouth.
Okay.
But yeah, I was seeing like big ones hitting the surface all in there.
Really?
Sure none of them are stripers?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Ah, damn it.
Had him?
Yeah. All right, yeah, we're gonna do it now. We're gonna start limiting out now.
Exactly right.
Now, is it dried up for you?
Pretty much, yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, maybe we
go back.
Maybe get the next pool up that way. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that's the thing to do. Oh, wait a minute.
Whoa, whoa. No, what do you think happened? The knee-deep mud again. It's like I have no memory beyond like 2 minutes or something. Oh my god, yeah, it's all the way up to the knee.
Oh,
Yeah.
All right. That does look like a good spot. Is it a keeper?
Yeah.
All right. Echo, where did your fish hit? Kind of right in front of you?
No, it was like a little bit, it was like midway.
Okay.
I think last time though, they all hit pretty close.
Right. Oh, dang it.
It's exactly where I would have thought it'd be too.
I'm ascribing my good fortune to my Billings bait hat.
The magic totem.
Yeah, I believe that.
Fish catching, it's like directing fish catching energy towards me. Oh, there we go. All right.
Oh, nice.
Man, got it right off that point. Man, I haven't even seen him yet. I don't know if it's a white bass. This is a sizable fish, man. I don't know what this is.
Jamie, what you doing? Quit playing around.
I don't know, man.
Is it pulling you out?
Might be a carp.
Another buffalo?
I don't know.
Whoa, what?
It's big. It's, oh!
What did you do, Jamie?
I don't know, man, but it was about that big.
What?
Yeah.
Did you see, do you have any idea what it was?
It could have been a carp or a buffalo.
Or a catfish?
Maybe. It was grayish white.
Probably not a 30-pound striper, though, right?
I don't think so.
That would appeal to you. But yeah, I've been like keeping my reel on a much lower drag.
Yeah.
You know, ever since I lost that nice one or whatever that thing was in Lake Long.
Oh yeah.
Just like Cyril, all those fish that he always loses.
Right.
Sounds pretty good, actually.
No, it's like a snow cone. Got him?
Yes, I did.
All right.
This one may be undersized. Oh, it's a bass.
All right.
Yeah,
it's like a, you know, like snowy.
The hook. Sorry, what? Whoa.
All right.
No, I think I found the school, man.
Really?
I've been getting a hit like every cast.
All right.
I'll let you know. Okay, well maybe I was a little bit too soon on that. Yeah, maybe I was just knocking the bottom.
Would it be tacky of me to come up there?
What's that?
Would it be tacky of me to come up there?
Not at all. I would appreciate the company. Yeah, so it kind of seems like this area in here, there's some, you know?
Something.
Yeah, right?
Something happening.
Yeah, like next to that stick-up stump there.
Right.
Yeah. And out there.
There's another one. How's it going, guys? Hey, how you doing? Uh-oh, what are you?
Yeah, you got a bunch. Oh, mostly bass.
All big blacks.
What?
Did you leave a fly box down below?
I don't know, maybe. It may have fallen out. What does it look like?
It's black with a lanyard.
That sounds like mine. Only like. Oh yeah, sure. That's probably your secret.
You gonna stake it out right there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Whoop. Uh-uh.
All right.
Oh no!
Crap! It got off.
Yeah, it broke the thing, but it came off of the jig at the same time. So he's okay wherever he is now. We should probably go when I have like a really solid lead over you.
Oh yeah. When you got four.
Yeah. Well, do you want to call it in pretty soon?
Yeah.
Okay. A couple more casts. So that's all right. Unless you're totally tangled. Oh man, is that, oh. You lost all of it?
Yeah.
You have enough, still enough line you can cast?
I think so.
All right, yeah. Last cast.
All right.
Oops, whoa! Right in front of me.
Wow, all right. Ah! No. Oh my God. That was fast.
It just wasn't supposed to happen.
I think I'm good then.
That would have tied, damn it.
Oh wait, I think I had some hits here.
Are you?
Yeah.
All
right. Right there.
Yeah.
Give it a shot.
Alright.
Maybe not though. I don't know. Alright, last cast for me.
Alrighty.
I don't know. Yeah, we definitely want to get out of here before it's too dark.
Yeah.
I think we'll be fine, but still. Maybe they'll lock the park.
Say again?
Maybe they're about to lock the park.
They wouldn't do that, would they?
No, I don't think so. I think we're still pretty early. Not a bad haul. All right. That barbecue place closes at... That barbecue place closes at 10.
Oh, really?
Supposedly. A wee bit of exercise. Hauling our huge catch up the hill.
It's white bass time again. You're gonna leave me. I can see the faraway look in your eyes.
Welcome back. Alright, so yet another episode in the can, and another recap of a segment we finally called that wasn't that bad. And it wasn't. It started out a little bit slow, but it's Reimer's Ranch. Again, we don't want there to be an avalanche of people coming out here, but it is really beautiful. Just your stereotypical gorgeous hill country setting.
We're currently driving out of the park on the 25 mile per hour asphalt road that winds gently through live oak savanna. Thank
you. Into a pastel sunset. I think you ended up, right, you got four, I got three. You got the biggest.
Keepers,
yeah. You got the biggest white bass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then there was that possibly striper.
What?
That I had.
It, you know what? I think it was either a buffalo or some kind of a carp. It was grayish white. I saw its belly, and it was about that big.
And for the listeners, Jamie is holding his arms as far out as he can.
About 3 feet wide.
Which is 3 feet.
About 3 feet long, and I just saw him roll, and then the hook pulled out.
I did see, like, the explosion of water is that
he was a big
that came up, and there was definitely, like, a giant, ugly...
Yeah.
Ugly fin that came out of the water.
I'm going to say it was more than likely a buffalo because everything I've heard about stripers, when they run, they really run.
Yeah.
But that was exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, there was some dirt.
Mud. Yes.
It wasn't...
The kind of thing that people pay big bucks for at a spa. We've just done some serious foot exfoliation.
Oh, man. When I stuck my... That
happened to me too. I had to pull one of my shoes out of that.
Yeah, it's like I had to like pull my foot out, leaving the croc behind, and then I had to like reach down into the mud and like feel around up to my elbow in the mud to find where that croc was.
Gross.
And then it just came up and just plop plop. There should be some good sound effects of the schlopping of that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that was a good trip.
It was. We both had action, and it was a good mix of like us fishing by ourselves and us fishing near each other, constantly undermining one another, and a very friendly park ranger told us a couple things there at the beginning. Hopefully, we got him on tape.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Yeah. Most of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were where he said he was right on. He's like, you gotta go down.
Well, I mean, they could have also been up stream, but we wouldn't have known.
I wonder what the water was like at the top part where we usually go.
Probably about the same, I would think.
Yeah.
muddy, shallow, sporadic rocks.
They've sort of been isolated in little pools and stuff.
Yeah. And that's what I think was kind of fun about this, is that there was so many other fish. Right?
Yeah. I know. I caught a really nice largemouth.
Yeah, I caught one.
You caught like five or six.
Well, I didn't catch them in. I like three, maybe four. Yeah. Okay.
That one dude, man. Was he the guy?
He was the guy who was, like, down at the point by the creek, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, we only saw, like, maybe, like, five or six other people fishing here.
There weren't that many people out here today.
Yeah, I think people are like, oh, well, the redbuds haven't fully bloomed yet.
Yeah.
No point in coming out. Yeah. But, they were here, for sure. I mean, it wasn't limited out, but it was still better than to certain other places for fishing.
Oh, I'm so glad we came here instead of going to the Guadalupe at 6 a.m. this morning and just thrashing the water for a few hours.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. You think you're going to go back out there this season?
I mean, I may go out there Monday. I have it off. I'm still talking myself into it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay, goodbye, everybody.